Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I always know who's coming up when I look at the camera and I can't see you.
Well, that means it's Phil Vitale. Yeah,
that's right, the mystery man.
We stream the shows live on WGNradio.com. You can actually watch us any hour of any day. Steve Cochran and Ro Khan both have their shows on CLTV for an hour. But you can always watch all of us on the stream. Unless Phil Vitale's in the studio, the restaurant critic from the Tribune, then we block the camera because he likes to be the anonymous restaurant critic when he reviews restaurants.
Whenever I can. I am intrigued by the Roy Cochran Hour, though. I might tune in for that.
So,
me too, Phil, even if John isn't.
So we were talking about brunches, and Violetta says off the air. What's the one you like, Violetta?
Chief O'Neill's up north.
And then you said?
Nice place, named after a fire chief and Irish bar, principally, and serious beer list.
So I wonder if you could do that. We're going to do a segment someday where we're going to give you the name of the restaurant, and then you have to tell us the story of the restaurant, and especially the story of the name of the restaurant.
Ah.
So like Naha. Why is it? I just walked by Naha the other day, and I thought, why is it called Naha?
Because the chef owner's last name is Nahabedian, and which meant her father's last name was Nahabedian, and that was his nickname.
Naha. Everybody called him Naha.
It was a lot
easier to pronounce.
If
your name is Nahabedian, I would understand why.
Right, because otherwise they call him Nah, and then that sounds like a negative.
Okay, Sepia.
That took place, that opened in an old photography studio. And so it still has some of those old-timey cameras around
for
decor when everything was sepia-toned. So they took that name for the restaurant.
You could do this, couldn't
you?
I can do that.
I can totally do this.
Three for three. By the way, you were going to mention a place for brunch?
M. Henry. It's my favorite.
M. Henry is a pub or a restaurant in Chicago?
It's a brunch place.
Brunch place?
Andersonville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's in Andersonville. I've never been. I'm ashamed to say, so I can't tell you where M. Henry came from.
Maybe how many restaurants
are there
in Chicago?
It was supposed to be O. Henry, but that was taken, so they went with him.
Now you're making up, sir.
I am totally making
three
that
for
up.
Four. We did ask you, though, Mr. Restaurant Critic at the Chicago Tribune, if you would give us some recommendations for Mother's Day and Easter brunches.
Yep,
where are those good spring brunch places, right?
They are. Brunch and Easter and Mother's Day is huge business. And everybody goes out.
And the boozy brunches, I was reminding everybody before the break, is a thing anyway. I'm not looking for boozy brunches.
Right.
We can do that all the time.
Anytime.
I think you can do that at Mariano's now. Actually, you can. They serve you alcohol. You can just eat and graze.
Sure.
Where's a nicer setting?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, it'd be nice if they had piano music or a water fountain or something like that.
Ooh, that's...
You don't have to have that. I'm just saying, you get the idea. I want something that's kind of nice.
Right. Well, Sepia, for instance, we were just talking about them, the waterfall, but you do have this lovely dining room, and they're 123 North Jefferson Street. Last year, they were doing a brunch menu, so you get to pick what you're having, and it was a set price of about $55, $57, so I would expect this year that it would be about the same.
Is that what I'm going to see for the kind of brunches I'm describing, the hotel brunches, the big restaurant brunches? $50 a head maybe in the city?
Depending on the hotel. If you start going to the Peninsula or start going to the Trump Hotel, you are going to pay a little more than double that.
Really?
Really.
How's the food in those two places, would you say?
The food is spectacular. I mean, you're paying for great settings and unbelievably attentive service and precisely prepared food.
For all the talk about Trump, is the food and the service, the cocktails or the whatever at Trump Hotel, is that pretty good?
It is. Yeah. I haven't been there since they changed chefs last time, but it's always been a terrific, terrific restaurant, but saddled with a name that some people say, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it helps and hurts, right? Maybe some people absolutely want to give them their money, and maybe some people absolutely don't. What's the place that looks out the courtyard? Is it on 18 or 13?
16.
16. And it looks right at the clock tower at Wrigley, right?
It does, and you can see all the way to the lake, and you can see our building here.
That's a great view.
It's such a good view.
It's expensive. It's really expensive.
You can't have actual dinner there. They set that up more for the cocktails and tiny plates crowd. But yeah, three cocktails and two plates in, you're like, where's all my money? It's gone.
It's expensive. In fact, I've been there a couple of times, and I don't know if this is pretentious, but they're so working so hard to maintain that kind of luxury vibe.
You're right.
You can't get in right away. There's a waiting line to get in just to that lounge area.
There's a pre-bar waiting to get into the real bar.
And I'm like, oh, give me a break. There's room. I'll just go stand at the bar, get a drink, stand around. It's a kind of a deck thing. It's a lovely patio on the whatever floor.
Right. But for their own reasons, and I'm not sure I disagree, they don't want that to be a crowded scene where there's a guy in the way of you in that view.
Yeah.
So you either have a seat or you don't have a seat, and then you wait your turn. And in the nice summer months, they start crowding in there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Especially the tourists who are free, not waiting for the 5 o'clock whistle.
Here's what I like about you, Phil Vitale. You also, when I ask for brunches, put Ann Sather on there.
I always include Ann Sather. How do you stop reminding people of what is still maybe the best value restaurant in the city?
Really, you would put it in that category.
It is. I mean, you get this full meal. I mean, you make up your own mind whether this is the kind of food you want to have. It's real, no-frills, good, hearty, peasant food. But, you know, you can get roast goose sometimes, and you, especially on the holidays. And the entree price includes your soup, and it includes the bread that comes out there, and you get to pick a side dish, and there's a little something for dessert.
Hot chocolate, too.
Best hot chocolate?
Yes.
Best cinnamon roll, right? I mean, would you just put that?
Legendary.
I've not had the hot chocolate there. That's something to order.
It's really good. Yeah, it comes with whipped cream on top.
Nice. Mm. Well, would you go there for a meal other than breakfast then, Ann Sather?
Sure. I mean, that's one of their big appeals is in the evening when you have this wonderful soup to nuts dinner for under $30.
Okay, so Ann Sather, we did Sepia. Give me another place you'd like for a Mother's Day or Easter brunch.
I like Prairie Grass Cafe. It's not the, they don't go late. They usually cut off service around 2 o'clock. So it's definitely a brunch experience starting at, 10 o'clock in the morning.
In Northbrook.
And it's all done in Prairie School style, hence the name. And it's just a very pretty restaurant, very family friendly. You have to have pie for dessert because they make some of the best pies.
I like that you have a lot of suburbs on the little list you brought in for me. Mm-hmm. For instance, you have, is it Cucina Paradiso?
Correct.
In Oak Park.
Right.
I haven't been there.
Oh, I haven't been there in years, but it's very pretty, colorful, Italian accented. It's a fun place. And they did. They don't do brunch, really. But for Easter and Mother's Day, they do.
How about 1416 in LaGrange?
That's a nice place in LaGrange, especially when you get to Mother's Day, when you get an outside shot at nice weather because they have a three-season rooftop up there, and that's a very pretty place to hang out. But otherwise, that one's done in sort of urban chic, lots of exposed steel, lots of rough-sawn wood, and kind of an urban look inside LaGrange, which is not terribly urban all by itself.
Yeah, no kidding. What about back in the city? What do you like?
You know what? They do a pretty respectable brunch right here in the building.
Howell and Hood.
And this is your last chance, right? Because we're all getting kicked out of the building.
Yeah,
so
they're going to close in a couple months, right?
I think they get till the end of the year.
They're here longer
positive.
Than we are. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They'll be the last one.
How much money did they invest in that place just to park it there for a few years? It's amazing.
Well, I think that to get what they wanted, I think the Tribune building kicked a lot of money into that build out as well. So they'll lose a little something. We'll lose a little something.
Well, I guess somebody's paying them for the space, whoever owns that restaurant. So
right. Well, the lease was going to be up, and I think the new building owners negotiated an early release of the
What happens to
release?
All the equipment, the frying pans and the dishwashing machines and all of that?
I don't know. I'm assuming that the new owners of the building have no interest in that short term. So I would imagine the restaurant gets to take it with them.
You could keep a restaurant in the building. If this great, glorious Tribune Tower is going to become condos and Chance the Rapper is going to live here, he actually may someday shower in the spot that I'm sitting. Think about that.
I think we should find out and tell him once he's committed.
Maybe he'll back out of his contract.
You like that view? You know what I did in that room?
but in the meantime, I wouldn't mind having a restaurant in my condo building.
Oh, no. No, they want to take this whole first, ground level, and they want it to be retail. So they'll have every reason, if they can, to keep all the infrastructure, all the heating and air conditioning and vacuum systems intact.
Really? So they're going to build it out, and it's going to boy. You know what they should do is put a Starbucks here, because right now you're going to end up having to walk maybe 2-3 doors before you get
like
to a coffee place.
150 feet to a Starbucks.
I would put a Starbucks here.
Yeah, sometimes it's raining.
Or or a candy shop. I can't believe how many candy. Isn't retail space per square foot pretty expensive in downtown Chicago?
I would like
How
to think
do you
so.
Make it? And I know that the jelly beans they sell there are some of the most expensive jelly bellies on earth. But still, how do they make it?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Let me see the lease. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Give me another restaurant in Chicago for brunch.
Shaw's Crab House. That's been for year in, year out, one of the best places for brunch anyway. And they kick it up a little bit for Easter and Mother's Day. Because that's one of those, the thing with me with buffets, you go into these restaurants and then it's a nice buffet and you see the people ahead of you and they're just kind of loading up on the green lettuces and the vegetables. I'm like, look at what you're spending. You're wasting. Get over there.
Do not eat the salads.
Yeah. What are you doing? Jell-O? Are you kidding me? You're eating Jell-O? It's $45. So Shaw's is not an inexpensive brunch. I think last year was about $75.
Wow.
But you can go to town on the fresh oyster bar. You can go to town on the crab legs.
Bring your purse and just load them up.
I am getting my $75 at Crab House. Excuse me. Jell-O? Yeah, Jell-O's over there. Out of my way. I got some crab legs in mind.
Okay, but then Chicago Athletic Association Hotel.
Yeah, they actually have several restaurants in there, and I don't think any one of them is big enough for their... for a big buffet like at Easter. So they do theirs in the ballroom.
That's nice, though.
It's a beautiful ballroom.
I've done
really
hotel ballroom brunches, and I think that's really special, depending on how well they do it. But I just saw the price from last year or 2 years ago, and that was $135 a person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a biggie.
I'm going to tell Mom, we're staying.
Yeah.
We're going to be here tomorrow.
Step away from the Jell-O.
Don't eat for 2 days.
I know. Don't eat for 2 days, right. And we're going to stay here for two days.
Yeah, you come in with the IV and the little thing hanging on there. You've been doing nothing but liquid.
So are a lot of the brunches like that buffet style? Because I know the Chief O'Neill's one is, but is it sometimes just a brunch spot that you order off the menu?
That's what I've been imagining in all
these
places.
There are some. Easter tends to be, because you get the Easter, you really get the big parties. You get the family. You get the table of seven, the table of nine, and then you want a buffet because then everybody can pick their things. But then if you want to go, for instance, Bistronomic, they're doing a three-course brunch. Bistronomic's on Wabash, 840 North Wabash. It's a three-course. It's about 42, something like that.
Yeah.
You can, and then you get some choices. You've got three categories, and you pick one in each category. So you can customize it a little bit. And they do have the bottomless mimosa option. I think you spend an extra $15, you can
$15.
Keep slamming them mimosa.
Yeah. I'm getting drunk and I'm getting full for $135.
Right. Don't do that
and
with
you're
mom.
And you're trying to
I know, right? And your mom is
and
there.
And you're trying to finish at the same time because you don't want to get too drunk before you're too full.
Phil Vitale writes in the Chicago Tribune. He's in both the print and the online editions. If you don't mind, Phil, I'm going to take the list that you gave us.
Sure.
I'm going to categorize it as city and suburbs, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook page later today.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for what you do for us, my friend.
My pleasure.
Anything else I can do for you?
No. Can you give me a lift to Starbucks? I'm getting kind of thirsty.
Next time I'll have a hot Starbucks in front of you.